intermittent fasting. In the end, all it took was leaving out the milk. For years, my morning routine involved making coffee, specifically a café con leche. It was a key part of my morning. I had been aware of the growing science and support for intermittent fasting the past few years, but couldn't quite bring myself to miss out on coffee to enable the fast. Then I found out black coffee has no calories, or at most such a negligible amount that it doesn't break your fast. And I actually found myself enjoying the coffee more. While the science around when we eat is conflicting, the support for intermittent fasting, sometimes called time-restricted eating, is clear. Eat in a smaller time window during your 24-hour day, and you will improve health and most probably lose weight. We live in an always-on society, and part of that is that we don't stop eating. Even if that food is healthy, we don't give our bodies a chance to do the other things it needs to do. It's always digesting food. At least we don't eat when we're sleeping, but try and extend those hours to at least 12 of your daily 24 when you're not ingesting calories. Then try to expand that. Studies have found the 16-8 split to be most effective. This doesn't mean you can eat unlimited amounts of bad food in those 8 hours, but give your body the chance to get to work during non-eating time. When did you start eating today? When did you stop? How could you reduce this window?